the best place to look to find phone freak humor from the late 1970s and early 80s is the answering machine messages. And my friend Les had an answering machine that became famous for reasons I'll explain in a minute. This is a collection of various messages that got left on his tape. There are a lot of telephone company intercept recordings spliced up and or satirized. There are also excerpts from the making of the Dom Tuffy tapes, talking computers from the 1970s, and other off-the-wall stuff. As for Les's answering machine itself...
Hello. I'm sorry I'm unable to personally answer your call right now. If you wish, you may leave a message for me and I'll return your call as soon as I can. Begin your message after you hear the tone, and be sure and leave a number where you can be reached. You'll have about 15 seconds in which to record your message.
This was a homemade device, and boy was it durable. That darn thing lasted for years. Now, the outgoing announcement was on an 8-track cartridge, but to make the outgoing announcement, Les had to record it using a reel-to-reel machine and then put that tape into an opened-up 8-track cartridge. And this was a major hassle. And as a result, his outgoing message, it stayed the same for years. Yeah, he had an alternate version, but it was kind of, I don't know, smart-alecky. And so he stayed with the basic one, the one that said, "Hello, I'm sorry I'm unable to personally answer your call right now." Well, that thing ran for so many years that we all began to start bugging him that he really ought to change his outgoing message. But he didn't, because it would have required doing a lot of stuff to get a new 8-track cartridge made for that machine. What follows is a montage of incoming messages that came from his actual incoming message tape. In some cases, I've used my copies where the quality would be better. And this is 4 years' worth of insanity from Les's answering machine, compressed into about 20 minutes. Many of these messages are just group bell jingles, and the reason is that when I would call him, rather than saying, you know, "Hey, this is Evan, give me a call," I'd just pull out one of my many jingles and leave it on his tape. So that's what that is. And you'll see that as time progresses, a general consensus begins to build among Les's friends that something has got to be done about that answering machine. And I ended up solving the problem.
Hello. I'm sorry I'm unable to personally answer your call right now. If you wish, you may leave a message for me and I'll return your call as soon as I can. Begin your message after you hear the tone, and be sure and leave a number where you can be reached. You'll have about 15 seconds in which to record your message.
Never mind.
Este es un anuncio grabado. Usted ha obtenido un número que no está en servicio. Favor de verificar el número y tratar de nuevo. Si necesita ayuda, llame a información.
Kenya, 254, East Germany, 37, Yugoslavia, 38, Belize, 501, Honduras, 504, Nicaragua, 505, Haiti, 509, Argentina, 54, Colombia, 57, Netherlands Antilles, 599, Malaysia, 60. It's going to hang up, isn't it? Well... Tahiti, 689. Iraq, 96.
Rate, rate, rate. Desk, desk, desk. Step, step, step. Local, local, local.
Can't break the dial, though.
Please check the number and
dial again. Call your operator to help you. This is the recording. This is not in service. This is this time. If you need assistance, we're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Call your operator to help you. This is the recording.
9, 10. Please hang up.
And call again.
The proper number.
The proper number.
You can't do that. You can't. You can't do that.
I'd like to speak to you about your answering machine. Have you been receiving weird, strange messages on your tape? Here at 2368 Incorporated, we offer a service whereby your machine can be returned to a normal function in your life. The next five calls will be some examples of what we can do to enhance your incoming message listening pleasure. Listen.
Hi there. Just called to say hi. How you doing?
I'm sorry, wrong number.
Yes. 3, 2, 1, go. You've reached the recording that waits for the Stanhams you stacked up. Stanhams. You stacked up.
Rolling.
I have just won the battle with the Public Service Commission to increase from 10 to 20 cents the initial rate of pay toilets throughout Bell System COs.
Right, Dom.
No, but you see, you're putting too much emotion into it. It's just right, Dom.
I see. Right, Dom.
More BC and more, you know, throwing it out.
Right, Dom.
Like it's right, Dom.
Right, Dom.
Hold on.
Hey, we've only got 15 seconds. We better leave a good one.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. Please dial carefully, or you may reach a wrong number. Wrong numbers annoy others just as they annoy you. Please look up the number, write it down, and dial carefully. Would you like a personal directory for your frequently called numbers?
You know, it's really good the way your machine has the ability to sense when I hang up so that it doesn't waste tape if I hang up before the time period is up. However, it does have its disadvantages. For instance, if while I was talking, someone were...
The New York telephone company is useless.
Hello, this is the Bell System Advanced Calling Service with a message recorded earlier for delivery to this number. Please stay on the line to hear the message.
Hi, time is money. Save both by dialing your own long-distance call.
This concludes delivery of this advanced call. Thank you.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for a fix. This is a recording.
I want to call you now, immediately.
Never mind.
And now, Group Bell presents another in the series of Sarah. Presents another in the series of sick answering machine messages. We now present the first silent incoming message.
You've just been listening to the first silent incoming message presented by Group Bell.
This is Weathercron. We put quality first. The number you have reached, 849-9744, is being changed. The new number,
area code
904-847-8222, and is toll free.
May not yet be connected.
Please make a note of it.
Hello, Les. If you think things sounded worse before, you ought to hear them now.
I'm sorry, wrong number.
Hey, I've got a great outgoing message for my answering machine.
The group bell number you have dialed is not home.
On second thought. Answer my call right now. My name is Evan. The number where I can be reached is 881-6887. Return my call as soon as you can. I don't mean to be nasty. I'm just getting tired of that recording, that's all.
At the tone, the time will be 8:02:40.
Hello.
At the tone, the time will be 8:02:50.
Hello.
At the tone, the time will be 8:03.
Hello.
Exactly.
Hello. I'm sorry I'm unable to personally answer your call right now. If you wish, you may leave a message for me and I'll return your call as soon as I can. Begin your message after you hear the tone, and be sure and leave a number where you can be reached. You'll have about 15 seconds in which to record your message.
Due to heavy holiday calling, all circuits are busy now. Will you please dial your call again later? This is a recording. 404-1.
We're sorry, but due to heavy holiday toll fraud...
We're sorry. We're unable to personally answer your call right now.
That was my impression of a famous recording which all the Atlanta freaks were well familiar with from the Northwest 4A, which really sounded like this.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 404-6.
Now, we never knew why that recording always had so much echo on it. What kind of room is she in that there's so much echo? Well, there was only one explanation I could think of.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your... Now, I told y'all I was recording it here.
I've developed a new low-cost siren, which I think might be very effective on vehicles in Kenya or some other African country. Anyway, it saves a lot of energy and it has a really distinctive sound. And now,
Group Bell presents another jingle to introduce nothing. Presents the final installment in its series, Jingles That Introduce Nothing. I object to that.
Hello. I'm sorry I'm unable to personally answer your call right now. If you wish, you may leave a message for me and I'll return your call as soon as...
Rip out that recording, DeWitt.
Begin your message after you hear the tone. And be sure and leave a number.
This tape has got to be setting a record for longevity in answering machines. And as soon as this tape wears out, I'd like to have the original of it to send up to the Smithsonian Institute.
Hello.
I'm sorry I'm unable to personally answer your call right now.
If you wish, you may leave a message for me and I'll return your call as soon as I can.
We're getting a message after you hear the tone.
You'll have about 15 seconds in which to record your message.
Excuse me, it's about your recording. Please disconnect it.
And now, Group Bell presents the best of the Reeves Answering Machine, 1978 to the present. That's right, in our tradition of preserving old equipment, we're going to bring back excerpts from all those wonderful recordings that used to play way back when. I'll be right back after this timeout. And now, without further ado, here it is, excerpts from the best of Reeves.
Hello, 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 hello.
Memories.
Hello, hello, hello.
You know, this really hello. Captures the feeling hello. Of what it's been like hello. To call your line hello. All these years.
Hello, hello.
Too bad
hello.
You don't have VOX.
Hello, 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 hello.
Now here are one or two hints. When you are dialing to North America, you may hear a recorded announcement which will give an explanation of why your call failed.
Hello. I'm sorry I'm unable to personally answer your call right now.
An advice on what to do next.
Begin your message after you hear the tone.
If you hear nothing after the tone, wait at least half a minute before replacing your receiver. There dial again a minute or two later. There dial again and again and again and again.
I can't even take that announcement seriously anymore.
Hello, 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 hello,
how may I help you, please?
Hello,
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 hello, hello, hello, hello.
Please replace the equipment, especially the recording.
Hi, I'm with the Census Bureau, and we're trying to find out if you still exist. We noticed that you haven't changed your recording in the last 10 years, however.
I'm sorry I'm unable to personally answer your call right now. If you wish, you may leave a message for me and I'll return your call as soon as I, soon as I, soon as I, soon as I, soon as I can. Begin your message after you hear the tone. And be sure and leave a number where you can be reached. You'll have about 50...
Hello, Scorpio. Your creative potential is rather low, so listen to what's being said around you.
Your recording is irritating and a little bit dull. Don't pass up invitations to do some changes.
You'll be glad you did.
It's a good time to think about re-recording your message. But take it easy. Be sure you don't exhaust yourself. Till tomorrow, Lynn Morgan.
Hello. I'm sorry I'm unable to personally answer your call right now. If you wish, you may leave a message for me and I'll return your call as soon as I can.
Just a disclaimer, the messages you've just heard are not from the actual chronological order. I put them in the order that I thought would be most entertaining to listen to all at once. And actually, that second-to-last message where the answering machine is jokingly bombed was really only delivered in 1979. The hello machine continued well beyond that point. One thing Les told me once is that back in the days when his telephone line was on a step-by-step exchange, his answering machine did something really funny once. The step-by-step central office equipment reverses the line polarity right back to the subscriber's telephone line whenever a local call answers. Now, that pulse of the polarity reversal was sometimes so strong that it would make the answering machine think the phone was ringing, and it would start to answer his phone. Then the machine would notice that there wasn't enough power across the line because Les's phone was off the hook, and it would stop. So it would start to answer his phone, and then it would back off. Well, one day, Les was calling a bank, and the lady answered the phone, saying something like, "Good afternoon, Trust Company Bank." And the machine went,
"Hello,"
and stopped. And the lady said, "Well, hello." And at that point, Les just lost it, and he had to hang up.